move on, please, to 1023.
Is that 1018?
1018.
Sorry, did I miss one? Yeah. I did. Sorry, 1018. Another time certain.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with the Oregon Department of Transportation as the tax administrator for the City of Portland Motor Vehicle Fuels Tax.
Commissioner Novick.
Colleagues, as you recall, Council unanimously sent a 10-cent per gallon fuel tax to the voters earlier this year, and in May, the voters approved this ballot measure, which will fund important traffic safety and street repair projects all over the city. The money from gas tax will fix crumbling streets, it will fix dangerous crossings, it will build high-quality biking and walking infrastructure, it will make it safer for kids to walk to school, for seniors to walk to bus stops, for everybody in Portland to get around. One of the reasons that a gas tax makes sense as a mechanism is that we can rely on the existing tax collection mechanism of the state to collect the revenue. However, we had to work out exactly how that would happen, and we've been in conversations with ODOT for some months. And now, thanks to the work of everybody in PBOT and ODOT, we have the official intergovernmental agreement, or IGA, as the cool kids call it today, between us and ODOT. So to walk us through the mechanics of that, I give you Leah Treat and our finance guru, Ken Lee, who, by the way, has spent months and months working on various iterations of this fuel tax and prior proposals to raise revenue. And I want to take this opportunity to thank Ken Lee very, very much, and to hope that he never leaves PBOT.
All right, good morning.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners, thank you. And thank you, Commissioner Novick. As he said, we're here to finalize the IGA with ODOT so that we can administer their motor vehicle fuels tax. So we just want to take a few minutes to provide an update on some of the other progress that we have made on delivering on the projects. So again, in May, the voters of Portland put their trust in us to effectively use their tax dollars to deliver a pre-identified list of critical street repair and traffic safety projects. We are committed to delivering these projects on time and on budget in a very transparent and accountable manner. To that end, we're very pleased to report that we have made great progress in preparing for project delivery and ensuring a successful 2017 construction season. The following program controls and oversight components have been put in place. We have the Fixing Our Streets Oversight Committee that is going to convene for the first time Monday of next week. We have created a Fixing Our Street Staff Controls Group. This includes our highest level managers who are going to oversee project delivery. They are Suzanne Kahn, who is our group manager for maintenance operations, Art Pierce, who is the group manager for policy planning and projects, and Steve Townsend, our city engineer. A draft schedule for project delivery over the four-year program has already been created. Projects that were already well-defined and will be easy to implement have been scheduled for the first year of the program. There are also a number of projects which we will still need to do robust public involvement in order to deliver and to finalize details. So an example would be expanding our Safe Routes to School program. We need to have open houses and engage our community partners in the spring of next year. So today, we're pleased to be finalizing the IGA with ODOT to administer tax collections. ODOT administers motor vehicle fuel tax collections for 16 other Oregon cities and 2 Oregon counties. We did evaluate the possibility of having the City of Portland, the Revenue Bureau, collect the tax. However, we did find that ODOT would be the most efficient option. Within the IGA to ODOT, we anticipate the cost to administer the tax collections are not expected to exceed 3%, and as is stated in the IGA, the tax collections will begin no later than January 1st of 2017. Collections will be done on a monthly basis, and PBOT will receive the revenue on a monthly basis. And in closing, I want to tell you just about a couple of other program launch activities I think you may be interested in. This Monday, September 19th, we are going to have a groundbreaking base repair project at Southeast 104th and Bush. There's about $2 million every year that will be coming in from the gas tax, or excuse me, motor vehicle fuels tax, that is going to be allocated to our maintenance in-house crews to be doing base repair around the city. These are small pavement spot improvements that will prevent our streets from falling into further disrepair. And they also make our streets safer because they remove sunken areas. So, like, if you think about, you commonly see these on at bus stops where you see pavement pushed up from buses riding on them as an example. October 5th, we're going to be hosting a town hall at David Douglas High School in East Portland. We want to continually communicate with Portlanders and receive feedback from community members about the Fixing Our Streets projects, and we're looking forward to having that initial launch at East Portland. And also, as I already mentioned, this Monday we are launching our first Fixing Our Streets Oversight Committee. We are very appreciative to the number of people who applied and for those that we have selected to be volunteering their time to help us manage these programs. With that, I would like to turn it back to Commissioner Novick, who is going to introduce to you the committee members for Fixing Our Streets.
Thank you, Leah. We have had 78 applications for a 16-person committee. We provided, in the ordinance itself, that we were going to have a committee that would represent people with disabilities, people bringing the motor vehicle driver perspective, people bringing a pedestrian perspective, a bicyclist perspective, people from, I was going to say, every quadrant of the city, but actually we had representatives from five areas of the city, separating out central Portland. So I don't know what that would be, a quintet of the city. People representing transit and freight interests, somebody representing businesses with 51 or more employees, somebody representing businesses from 1 to 50 employees, and people representing low-income communities and communities of color. The names of those who have been approved for the committee, and we thank them very, very much for volunteering and thank them for their future service, and you'll recognize some of these names and some of them you won't. Carolina Arrieta Gonzalez, Elaine Friesen-Strang, Elliot Levin, Garrett Kransky, Herb Jenkins, Jennifer Rollins, Justinian Ramos, Mary Ellen Kincaid, Mike Albrecht, Mitch DeFritis, Rehana Ansari, Samuel Gola, Steph Routh, Tony Lamb, William Henderson, and Zhao Zhang. I want to thank these individuals very, very much for their service to the city of Portland and thank all of PBOT staff for getting us to this point. And now I believe that we do have some invited testimony. I think that Jennifer Rollins, a member of the Oversight Committee, is here. And I want to thank her very much for her advocacy on this issue with the City Club.
Good morning.
Good morning. As Commissioner Novick said, I'm Jennifer Rollins, and I'm really just here to thank you all for your support. I'm here as a member of this new committee that's about to launch, and we're really excited about that. But I also chaired the City Club of Portland's research study on street funding, and as someone who spent more time than most normal people thinking about streets and funding them and maintaining them, I just want to say thank you so much for your support. There's a long history in Portland of inaction on this topic, and I'm just grateful that you're all willing to take an important first step. I know that I speak for the members of the Oversight Committee when I say that we're all really excited to get to work and see what can be accomplished. So thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Okay, any other invited testimony? And anyone else that would like to speak about this before we pass it on for second reading? It's not an emergency ordinance. So thank you all very much. This will pass to second reading next week.